Cherokee basket weaver Shan Gosshorn doesn't head out into the woods gathering white oak or other natural materials for her work like traditional basket makers would. Instead, archives of museums like the Gilcrease or the National Museum of the American Indian are her source materials. Using treaties, documents containing the Cherokee language, and recent legislation affecting Native Americans, Gosshorn weaves baskets that she hopes shows people the relevance of some of those documents.
Coming up with the ideas, creating the title, creating the statement, that's the bulk of my time.
Shan Gosshorn has been an artist for more than 30 years. She's been a photographer, a painter, and worked in the commercial art field. Cherokee basket weaving isn't something she learned from her mother or other relatives. She learned by studying traditional basket designs and drawing them.
And when I graduated from college, the Indian Arts and Crafts Board asked me to create pen and ink drawings of traditional Cherokee basket designs. I think there were about 20 altogether. And by the time I got to 12 or 13, I thought, you know what? I get it. I understand the math. I understand the rhythm. I understand how these patterns are made. I bet I could make a basket. But it wasn't until 2008 that I had an idea about sovereignty that I thought putting it in a woven format would be the best way to convey this idea.
What do you mean by that?
There was an article in the Tulsa World about different, we don't call them treaties anymore, we call them compacts, between the state of Oklahoma and Cherokee Nation. This goes to the heart of what sovereignty is. I consider myself an artist that finds the right medium to express an idea. And I just had this crazy idea, what if I wove a basket and somehow wove these compacts into it? I didn't have any idea how I was going to do it, and I just started experimenting. Mm-hmm. And the first piece that I created was woven with the pattern called spider's web because I wanted to show how tangled these negotiations are. And I left the basket deliberately unfinished to show that these are ongoing negotiations. And the Smithsonian purchased my first basket. So I thought, you know, I'm onto something here.
Gosshorn says the medium changed how people related to her work and the issues she was discussing.
Before, with a lot of my work, I don't know if it was because I was younger, if my work was angrier or more confrontational, but people would literally wrap their arms around themselves and back up. Mm-hmm. But with baskets, it's familiar to people. Or because these baskets are interesting to look at, that people literally lean in.
That leaning in allows Gosshorn to present contemporary issues in her work, like the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, the effect boarding schools have had on generation of Indian families, and the important role women play in society. In one piece titled Hearts of Our Women, Gosshorn wove a large basket with the tops unfinished and splaying out like a burning fire. It's surrounded by smaller baskets with portraits of women woven in. The piece is meant to show how women are the caretakers and hearts of Indian people.
I've always felt like ancestors were guiding me with my work. But when I was in the archives at the Smithsonian, if I had even a glimmer of an idea, next thing I knew, I'd turn around and there would be the information in front of me. These things were falling into my lap, which made me feel like not only were my ancestors assisting me with this work, but they were impatient to have these stories told.
Currently, Gosshorn is weaving a basket inspired by an image she found in the Smithsonian. She's using the Cherokee language as her materials this time, with some syllabary she found in the Gilcrease Museum belonging to Sequoia, something she says is perfectly precious to be woven into a basket. For KOSU, I'm Allison Herrera.